Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jamie Creel with Shelter Insurance. Come see how we've built a name that you can trust and why it is a must to get your free quote today with our Switch and Save. Located in Ridgeland and Flora, Mississippi, give us a call, 601-992-6000.
You know, some stories have to be told. We almost feel like it's our responsibility. Maybe it's something instilled in baby boomers by our parents, those of the greatest generation. But we have this tremendous need to pass it on to the next generation. Stories like those woven in the fabric of this country. Names of thousands of heroes who gave their service and, in many instances, their lives. For you and I to enjoy the freedoms that we have today. The untold story is how many of those are from my state, your state. Mississippi. When duty calls, our people have responded without hesitation. For instance, many people pass the D-Low sign on Highway 49 and have no historic knowledge of its significance in American history. Little town in Simpson County made national and worldwide news with an amazing statistic during World War II. Its town and its people were featured in Life magazine for sending more men per capita to serve in World War II than any other town of its size in America. 38% of the population of men who lived in D-Low, Mississippi, served in World War II. This is the story of just one Mississippian who answered the call, a Mississippian named Rabbit. Now, many of you know the story. Some of you were fortunate to even know the man before he passed away in 2017. For those who knew him or just know his story, we take time to share it with those who haven't, but should. A salute to a man named Rabbit. After this, from our friends at Divinity Equipment. It was wisdom passed down from our dads and granddads. If you want to get the job done the right way, you have to have the right tools. Now, imagine for just a moment that the job you really want to accomplish is about to be tackled with that new Kubota tractor and the perfect implement or implements just waiting for you to turn the key and get started. Well, stop imagining and get her done. Divinity offers the selection, the service, 0% financing for up to 84 months. Spring deals are breaking out all over Divinity Equipment on new, used, rental, parts, implements, mowers, and more. Come try one on for size. Divinity Equipment, Highway 51 North in Madison, Mississippi, and Divinity Drive in Jackson. And, of course, also at DiviniEquipment.com, right where you are. Now back to a man named Rabbit. This comes from several articles patched together about this most remarkable man. A wiry little kid who survived the poverty of the Great Depression in his hometown of Smithville, Mississippi. Looking back through an old black and white Smithville school picture of Rabbit, scrawny kid with hollowed eyes and crew cut, it's hard to imagine the legacy he would leave behind as a soldier's soldier, but that he did. You know, some places in America have made legends out of people like Paul Bunyan, but the good people of Mississippi and Monroe County need not exaggerate a bit to tell the story of Rabbit. It all began on a cool fall October day in 1940 in Smithville, Mississippi. It wasn't like any other morning when Rabbit got up to get dressed that morning. On this date, he would do it with a new purpose. Rabbit grabbed his belongings, said goodbye, walked out the door. As quick as the reputation he had as a youngster, took him 2 long days of walking to get to his destination from Smithville to the big city of Tupelo. In desperate need of clothing and a new pair of shoes, he took his total savings all in one pocket of $1 and walked into Reed's Department Store, downtown Tupelo. There, he was assisted by a 17-year-old named Jack Reed. The young man rang up on the cash register Rabbit's purchase of a sweater and a pair of shoes. Total, $1.03. Jack Reed let the 3 cents slide. Rabbit promised that one day, he would make good on that 3 cents. From Tupelo, Rabbit hopped on an overnight train bound for Georgia, an Army basic training. For the next 35 years, history would be written that this Mississippi man defied the odds as one of the most, if not the most, decorated soldier in the entire history of the United States Army. From boot camp, Rabbit's quick path to life or death survival in combat must have been surreal. It all began with the Battle of the Bulge, the last major German offensive campaign on the Western Front during World War II. The Germans achieved a total surprise attack on the morning of December the 16th, 1944. History notes that our American forces incurred their highest casualties of any operation during the war. The Germans' assault would ultimately involve over 450,000 troops. Before it was over, up to 98,000 would be killed, wounded, or missing in action. American forces responded with 610,000 soldiers, 89,000 casualties, of which 19,000 died in action. The kid from Smithville weathered the nightmare of that fierce fight, at one point spending 9 frigid days and nights in a foxhole next to a dead German soldier. For the average guy, the logical next move would be a train back to Smithville, not Rabbit. For him, the experience of combat made him stronger and made him appreciate the sacrifices of his fellow soldiers even more. He decided not to come home. Instead, Rabbit made the Army family. From there, he saw action in Korea. He gained the trust and admiration of his peers and the Army brass. He rose through the ranks and became known as a hard shoe soldier, whose book of rules were written in the code of the famous brown shoe soldier. That could be interpreted as, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And by the time Rabbit Kennedy was named Command Sergeant Major, he was known throughout the U.S. Army affectionately, and I quote, one of the toughest sons of bitches in uniform. In 1965, duty called again, and Rabbit was chosen to lead the Army's 1st Cavalry 9th Division into combat in Vietnam. When the first wave hit the shore, Rabbit was in front proudly carrying Old Glory. That picture of the Mississippi soldier from Smithville was picked up and published on the cover of Life magazine. And that sealed his legacy as one of the most respected and trusted non-commissioned officers in the Vietnam War. That said, Rabbit never let the notoriety overtake his duty of responsibility for soldiers. He did interviews, met with the likes of movie stars and powerful politicians, once even given the honor by President Johnson of awarding the Medal of Honor to several soldiers. But his men were always number one. There was a story told that one of his men's paycheck was delayed, and he needed it desperately to buy a ticket home to see his mother, who was dying. Rabbit pulled every string he had, and the money arrived in time. He never really thought about the man again. As Rabbit tells the story, it was many years later, after retirement, he was doing some yard work, when a black Buick pulled up in the driveway in his home in Amory, Mississippi. The man who got out of the car to shake Rabbit's hand and just say thank you was that same soldier. So after 35 years fighting for freedom, Rabbit Kennedy came home to Mississippi in 1975. As he hung up his uniform, he left as the most decorated soldier in the history of the Army. Along the way, the scrawny kid from Smithville, Mississippi, earned 4 Legion of Merit medals for distinguished service. That's more than any soldier in the history of the United States Army. Rabbit Kennedy, until his death at the age of 93, never forgot the close bond and the camaraderie of his fellow soldiers, like those in the cavalry they call the Bullwhip Squadron.
First to fight for the right and to build the nation's might, and the Army goes rolling along. Proud of all we have done, fighting till the battle's won, and the Army goes rolling along.
Hey, all you good First Tonight Cav guys, I just want to convey a message to you. I still love you. This is Bullwhip 7. I'm still in Mississippi. I always think about John B. and you guys and give me strength to carry on. God bless you. You guys ever in Mississippi, come to see me. I'm too old to run moonshine, but I'll sit down and talk to you.
And it's high, high day. The Army's on its way.
By the way, if you're ever anywhere near the beautiful city of Amory, stop by the Rabbit Kennedy Military Room of the Amory Regional Museum. His remarkable life was filled with promises made and promises kept, not only to his fellow soldiers, but to everyone else. On his very first day of retirement, Rabbit Kennedy hopped in his car for a quick drive from Amory to downtown Tupelo. His mission? Seek out a much older Jack Reed Sr. for the purpose of paying off that 3 cents extra he promised to Reed Department Store. Promises made, promises kept. Oh, there's one more thing. Command Sergeant Major Lawrence Rabbit Kennedy from Mississippi blazed a trail throughout his life with the nickname of Rabbit. Not because he was quick, but because the family was poor. The nickname Rabbit was given by a concerned teacher who looked at the skinny kid and was worried about what his family was eating for dinner. Lawrence answered, Rabbit. If you ask him how he did it during the darkest days, Rabbit might say he did it with love of country and love of state. A state even in the darkest of times always provided a bit of Mississippi magic.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.